Let us become more aware of your presence. You know, it's not so much that we have to say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, because this is his house. Amen. He's always welcome here. But sometimes we got to say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Amen. To speak and to move in your presence, to be so real and alive and so rich. Amen. Amen. We have a couple things this morning that, a couple different ones that are going to share the word this morning. So first up, we have Miss Brittany's going to come. And if you remember last year, Brittany did a missions trip out of this house, and they went and did some things, and she shared that. And the Lord's laid on her heart again this year and made opportunity for her to go and be able to share in the mission field again this year. And so we're proud of what the Lord is doing in her life and in her ministry. And also, we will be sharing at Shepherd College on Thursday night as a part of the Delight Ministry also that is active there. That she's been instrumental in making that happen. So I'm just so thankful that when God lays things on our heart, you know, that each of us has a diversity of calling and a diversity of talents and giftings. And I'm so thankful that when God puts something on your heart, and I love the song that we just sang, he is a way maker, and he makes a way, and he gives provision. And so she's going to share some things with us this morning about the upcoming trip. And then at the end of the service, we're going to take up an extra offering. So towards that, if you want to give towards her trip, you can do that today. You can do that in the upcoming weeks, and you can talk with her about it. If you're not prepared and you are not able to give today, that's okay. You give out of your heart what you feel like the Lord speaks to you about, and she'll have more information about that. So we're delighted to hear from Miss Brittany Huntley this morning.
Well, I just wanted to come up here and just share a little bit with you guys about my upcoming trip. But first, I just wanted to talk about the worship night on Thursday. We're really excited, and it's just amazing to see how God's working on college campuses. Even with a college campus that is mostly secular, we have this group of girls coming together, and we're just, like, ready to just, like, pour out anything we need to, and just to have Pastor Lisa there and to just bring the word. And our girls are going to lead worship, and so we're just praying for big things on this campus. Like, you know, we're not just praying for a small encounter for these girls. We want these girls, and, I mean, it's open to anyone, everyone that's there, to just experience everything the Lord has for them. And so I'm really excited, and if you're free on Thursday night at 7, I would love for you guys to be able to come, just see how God's working them at Shepherd. So, yeah, but after that, so I'm really excited. I don't know if, I feel like most people have heard, and if not, I am feeling called back to Africa this summer. When I came home last summer, I was not ready to come home, and I knew, you know, it was something that I felt called to again. It was something that just flew by, and I just felt like the Lord was working so incredibly and just speaking to me in the most amazing ways while I was there. And so I just, you know, I want to be receptive of that calling. And so I'm going to Zanzibar this summer. It's an island off the coast of Tanzania. So that's in East Africa. And this is a little different than Zambia. So we're not going to be camping in the bush this summer. So there probably won't be like a hole in the ground or anything. But I think I will be staying in, like, an Airbnb, so it's a little more up to date. So it's an upgrade. Yeah, yeah. So it's a little bit of an upgrade. Yeah, yeah. So I don't know, though. The flyer said that we might still have to take cool bucket baths, so we'll see what that means. Yeah. And then we will fly directly into Zanzibar. We're not going to be like last year. We took like a 2.5-hour trip out to the mission field. We won't have to do that. We'll land directly in the area and be able to get there in no time. But I'm excited about that. It's really cool to be able to just get right into it. I mean, sometimes those bus trips can be 18 hours long. And so I'm just excited to be able to jump right into ministering. And then, what else? So one big difference here is Zambia is considered mostly a Christian nation. On the other hand, Zanzibar is considered a Muslim nation. So we'll be sharing with people who, you know, don't know the Lord and they're practicing another religion. And so I'm really excited about that because I think everyone needs to know the Lord. You know, they have a different religion, but it's important to just share that. And so, and like one thing is, my first question, like, is it legal to share? Like, because sometimes it's illegal to share the gospel in countries that are, you know, that have a different religion, but it's completely legal there. So it's going to be super safe. And we'll be ministering in smaller groups compared to the large groups we were in, just because even though it is legal, we don't want to draw huge attention. You know, we don't want to be disrespectful. So, yeah, that's just like a few of the differences. And so in Zanzibar, our daily activities, we'll have more, we'll be doing a little bit more than just like house-to-house ministry, which that's definitely something we will be doing, but we'll have more opportunity for sports ministry, so that will be like playing soccer with them and then like being able to use that as an opportunity to share, and then sharing the gospel, participating in their Bible studies, encouraging believers in the local community and church, preaching in local churches, and we'll be helping with like ongoing church construction projects. So I'm excited to just see how the Lord can use every single one of those situations, and we can just bring forth his name through that. And I do love the door-to-door ministry, so I'm excited for that as well. The big thing I wanted to hit on is we're going to be working with a church that's so persecuted yet thriving, you know, because it's a smaller church, but, you know, they're the light in that area. And so God's, like, working incredibly through this group of people, and I'm really excited to be partnering with them. One thing that I wanted to share was, so the people who believe in God in Zanzibar, they have over 100 names for God, but love isn't one of them, so they don't know God is a loving God. And so that was just something that was, like, really heavy on my heart. Like, I'm excited to share the love of God with these people, to bring it, to preach it, to, you know, any way that I can show them and that the Lord can work through me to show them that, you know, he's such a loving God and that he wants a relationship with us and that, you know, he's our Father. And so I wanted to read Ephesians 3:16 through 19, and I was just kind of like, this is what I want for these people after, like, they experience, like, who God truly is and, like, know the truth. And so it's, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And that just, like, hit with me so much as to, like, you know, I want these people to just know, like, I want them to feel God's love that surpasses all knowledge, and just to be rooted deeply in his love, because they've never experienced that. And I think the love of God just changes your relationship with him incredibly. And, you know, we've all experienced God's love in some way, and I think, you know, these people deserve it just as much. I mean, God is incredible, and when we just know that he loves us and that he is love, and that, you know, yeah, it's just that song that I've witnessed it, that Beth sang and that everyone sang this morning. It just, like, we've witnessed it. So now it's my turn to go and witness that to those people, because they need it. And I'm going to be a witness, and we're called to be witnesses for these people. And I'm really excited for this one. It's a little bit of a different excitement from the last one. I feel a lot more confident going into it because I've done it before. And, yeah, I'm just praying for really, really big things. And yeah, I have a heart for these people, and I just feel called. And yeah, I'm just so grateful to have this calling on my life, and that I can just, you know, have the time and the ability to just be like, send me, Lord, because I'm ready, and I'm ready to go in July. And so A little bit more detail about my trip. I'm going to be going from July 1st to the 14th, I think. The end date doesn't really matter as much to me because I don't care when I come home. I just care about going. So I'm excited. I think the Lord's going to give me strength because we have camp that first week, and then I have Saturday and Sunday, and then I'm off on Monday. So I'm excited. I'm excited to just see how the Lord works in those 3 weeks. And yeah, I'm praying for the same big things that I'm praying for in Africa for youth camp this year. Like, I think he can do it. He can do it anywhere. So yeah, I'm really excited. But with that being said, God provided so much for me last year that I had some funds roll over. And then I had a friend who had funds roll over, and she's not able to go on the trip, so she generously donated all of her funds to me. And then with a few other donations, I'm sitting pretty well, but I do still need a little bit of help and just funding and getting me there. And I think it's just an amazing opportunity to be able to sow into the nations. You know, you may never make it there, but it's a great way to, you know, you put me there. And so when I'm there, you know, I'm so grateful that I have people who are backing me and just believing in what God has put on my heart. And so, yeah, I thank you guys for just praying. If you guys are going to donate today, and I pray that whatever it is, I'm grateful, and God's going to work it out, and he's going to provide if I'm supposed to go on this trip. And if you have any questions, I would love to talk to you. I would love to give you more details. And so I am looking at raising 2,000, not in general before the trip. I need to raise 2,200, or sorry, I'm getting my numbers mixed up. $2,786 before May. But I'm believing God can do amazing things. I've raised over 5,000 last year. And so I think it might have been over 5,000. So this is like almost cut in half. And so I just am believing that there's just going to be donors, and, you know, people are just going to come forth. And so, yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys. I'm excited, and yeah.
Amen.
And she was like, I told her I was going on my trip, and she was like, oh, well, let me see if I had any funding left over. And she's like, man, I have like $900 left over. And she was like, and if you don't use it within 2 years, it goes back to the organization, Overland Missions. And so she was like, I want to give this to you. Like, I saw how God worked in you and Zambia, and like, I want to give every little bit of this to you. And so it was just an amazing way that it just all worked out, that like I had just picked out my trip, and he like already had provided over $1,000 for me. I'm really excited.
So all you have to do is say, yes, God, send me, and God will do the rest.
Amen. 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 I love her passion, and I love her heart for people. Amen. Hallelujah. And you have an opportunity to go to Africa with her by sending her there as funds out of this house. Amen. And still get a hot shower this time, maybe. You know, the thing about missions is sometimes we have in our heart that we'll go there and we'll change that nation or change that culture, but sometimes the biggest change takes place in the person who goes and shares, because the transformation that God will do in your heart in those situations is just as powerful as what he will do there. And so I just think it's a beautiful thing to be a part of. And so if you want to sow into that at the end of the service today, when the kids get ready to take up their pennies, that's when we're going to take the offering. So get your offerings ready that you want to give. All of our penny march money goes to missions, but this one today is going to go to Brittany. So if you want to write a check, you can write it to WOD, and we'll see to it that she gets a check. She does have a code up there, a QR code that you can give. Or she can write it. They can write it to Brittany Huntley as well, right? Amen. If you want to go through the churches. We can put it back up later if we need to come closer. Is that what needs to be? Can you bring up the queue? Yeah, it's working up here. So if you want to come up close, you can do that. Or we can put it up and she can send you a link. How about that? There we go. There you go. So many ways to give. Amen. And if you want to give through the giving station, let us know and we can make sure that that gets earmarked for this in particular. Amen. Also this morning to share with us is Brittany's mom actually is going to come and share a few things with us this morning. And God had been speaking to her in the last little while, and she said, came to me and said, Pastor Lisa, I feel like I want to preach. And I said, okay. And so here she is, and she just wants to share her heart with you this morning. So you just help her. This is kind of a first time, but I know the anointing and presence of the Lord will fill her heart and fill your heart as well. Amen. Preach good, girl.
It's easy.
Good morning, guys. I just want to, first of all, thank everybody that prayed for me while I was in the hospital, people that came to visit me, people that prayed for me. Be patient with me, because I don't know if I'm going to make it through it without crying. Also, at this time, I'd like all the medical workers that work in the medical field, I don't care if you're a doctor, nurse, phlebotomist, you work in the office, just please stand up for me. I just want to say thank you for what you do, because without you guys, you're just amazing. So thank you. Yes. So the title of what God spoke to me while I was in the hospital, it was Less Worry, More Focus. So first I'm going to read out of Matthew 6, 25 through 34 in the NIV. It says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body. What you will wear is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes. Look at the birds of the air. Do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all of his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If this is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all of these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these things will be given to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So, when I was in the hospital, New Year's Eve night, I started having more pain. And I remember laying in the hospital bed, and it was like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And I was praying to God, and I was like, God, please, please just make this pain go away. Like, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Just please make this pain go away. So I hear him say, focus. I need you to focus. I was like, okay, God, I'll focus, but please just make this pain go away. Like, I can't take it anymore. Just please make it go away. And he says again, I need you to focus. So I'm laying there, I have my eyes closed, and all of a sudden, I don't know if it was the room behind me or if it was the room in front of me, but all of a sudden, I hear somebody yell out this lady's name, and the name was Anna. Instantly, I started praying for whatever was going on. I said, God, please just, you know the need of this person. I don't know the need. It's not, I don't need to know the need, but please just whatever is going on, please just wrap your arms around this family and help them through what they're going through. Well, the next thing I know, I'm praying for everybody on the floor that I'm on. Everybody. Next thing I know, I'm praying for the whole hospital. Then I pray for the higher-ups in the hospital. So I have everybody covered for the next, for that morning that are that's coming in. So he wants us to focus on him like he focuses on us. He wants us to spend time with them like he spends time with us. You know, we live our everyday life, hustle and bustle. We get up, we go to work. But all he wants is for us to spend time with him and to focus on him like he gives us every day. So what I've started doing every morning, you know, the first thing we do in the morning is we wake up, we pick up our cell phones, and we start scrolling Facebook or Instagram. I've started waking up every morning and just thanking him, you know, thank you for letting me wake up again. Thank you for giving me breath. Thank you for everything that you've done. He wants us to give him the unconditional love that he gives us. That's all he wants. He wants us to not only focus on him, but to give the love back that he gives for us. I mean, that doesn't seem hard. But we don't tend to do that because we tend to get mixed up in our every, like, I know I've been doing it lately about worrying about my stomach, you know, it's when my stomach's hurting, oh no, what's going, like, is it another thing? Like, am I going to end up back in the hospital again? I can't do that because I have to trust him in knowing that he is going to make a way for me to heal. We must shift our focus to the present, not worrying about tomorrow. So just wake up and just be thankful. And I know it's hard not to worry about finances, stuff that's going on in your life, but he's got it covered. Like the word, his word that he gives to us is in the book of the Bible, and that's his truth to us. That's his way of telling us, I've got this. God wants us to be present in the here and now, knowing that he will take care of our future. I'm going to read that again. God wants us to be present in the here and now, knowing that he will take care of our future. Wow. That really spoke to me. Like, that's what he was speaking to me. He just wants us to be present with him. That's all. God wants us to be a reflection of him. You know, for instance, just praying with somebody. He just wants us to go out and share the word. And whether it be praying for somebody that texts you and say, hey, I need some prayer today. He just wants us to share his good word. The next is going to be Isaiah 43, 18 through 21. I'm sorry, Isaiah 43, 18 through 21. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing new things. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen. The people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. God allows us to go through things. He knows by allowing us to experience failure, pain, and struggle, we will grow stronger in our faith and to become closer to Him in moving away from sin. So, Pastor Lisa came to visit me January the 1st, and we spoke, and I said, you know, I feel like He's taken me through some things. I feel like He's taken me through the wilderness. And then Joe and V comes, and they visit me, and they sit with me for a while, and I tell them the same thing. Brittany and Carson come, and they visit me. My sister-in-law comes and visit me. So that night was fine. I was eating more stuff. I was, you know, I was, well, broth still, and apple juice, and sherbet and Jell-O. So the next day, January the 2nd, Greg, my husband, he says, hey, Kim, I'm going to come and see you. He said, how are you feeling? And I sounded pretty good on the phone when he was talking to me. So right after I got off the phone talking to him, the nurse comes in and says, okay, Kim, she said, we're taking you off all the IVs. Now it's time to see if you can keep down your medication pill form and to keep down food. I said, okay. So they come in. And they had this big, well, to me, it looked big. It was this little thing that you would take medicine with, and it was filled with pills. And I said, you want me to do this? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, I haven't had any food on my stomach. Like, how is that going to sit? She said, why don't you try some, you know, they give me a menu that I could order off of. And so I chose mashed potatoes and gravy. So I took the medicine, mashed potatoes come, and I go, and I'm all excited because it's the first food that I was able to eat since Friday, the 29th of December. So I open it, I take a big bite, and I'm like, ugh, this is not good. Like, this is not good at all. So I get in the bed, and Greg comes in, and he's like, you don't look like you feel very good. And I said, no, I don't. Well, I start getting sick. And so he says, okay, well, I'm going to leave. Well, yeah, he doesn't do well in hospitals anyway. So he left. And little did I know what my night was going to be. So, again, he takes me through the wilderness. So, I'm have three washcloths on one side of the bed, three washcloths on the other side of the bed. I have a puke bag on one side and a puke bag on the other side because I felt clammy. I literally, like, it was horrible. So I'm laying there in the bed, and he starts talking to me, and he says, Kim, why are you still angry at me? And I was like, Lord, why are we doing this right now? Like, I do not want to go through this. He's like, oh, but you are. So I did. So he started talking to me and asking me why I was still angry. And I said, Lord, I'm not angry. And he said, yes, you are. So little did I know that he was going to take me back through probably one of the hardest days of my life. And that was the passing of my mom. says, you're angry at me because not only did I take your mom, but I took her on one of the most important days of your life. And that was the birth of Brittany. And he says, but Kim, he said, she was there. She was there to be watch her be born. Like, she was there. And she said, he said, look what she's doing. Look how your mom was so influential, one of the influential women in her life that was just a godly person. She's going and she's speaking to the nations, and she's going back again. That is your mom. Not only is it in your mom, it was my stepmom, Barb, and a good friend of ours, Crystal. And she has many people here here that are influential to her. So it made me start thinking, he's right, I need to stop being angry. And so then he says, Kim, I took you through one of the most darkest times of your life. And that was one day, I was sitting in my bedroom floor, and I was at the darkest point of my life, where I didn't know who I was without my mom. And I had a pill bottle in my hand, and I dumped it out in my hand, and about that time, my phone rings, and it was my sister. About that time, Greg walks in, and I pick up the phone, and my sister says, what's wrong? And I just start crying. And so I talk to her for a little bit. Greg takes the bottle and the pills out of my hand, and he flushes them down the toilet, and I go and get the help that I needed. He says, Kim, I brought you, I intervened, and I brought you out of that darkest part of your life. So, he allowed me to go through the pain that I was having in order to bring my focus back to him. And if anybody's struggling with that, with grief or anything dark in your life, just know that he's always there no matter what. Like, we can be angry at him, we can blame him, but like Brittany was saying about God's love, he's always going to be there. Like, no matter how angry we get at him, he's still right there with you after you've just yelled and screamed and blamed him for something that he didn't do. So how do you keep focused on Jesus? You spend quiet time with him. Quiet time could be taking a walk, could be however you want to spend quiet time. Pray. Praying to him. And when you pray, just know that it's not like he hears your prayers, but he's just not going to answer them right off the bat. Like, he's going to answer them in the time, but he's ready to answer them. Read your Bible. Listen to praise and worship music. And for me, this is how I connect with God. This is how I talk with God, is through praise and worship music. That's just how, yesterday I was cleaning the house, and I was spending time with God and getting the house clean, listening to praise and worship music. I have praise sessions in my car every day going to work. I'm sure people driving down the road look at me like, what is this crazy lady doing? I do it on the way home. If I've had a bad day on the way home, I just turn on my praise and worship music, and it just makes the day better. And we listen to we listen to praise and worship music at my job. That's what we listen to all day long. We listen to Caleb. So he's with me when I wake up in the morning, throughout my day, and on my way home. Don't let your worry be bigger than your worship. You can't worry and worship at the same time. It's just not possible. So then the next is going to be Luke 12, 25 through 26. Am I making sense, guys? Who of you by worrying could add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about rest? We worry. That's just our human nature. We worry. And thank goodness I have a church family that tells me every time I worry, Kim, why are you worrying? Who is your God? Who has your back? Who is going to get you through this? So I'm doing a devotional, and it's by Lisa Tierkist. I think that's how you say her last name. And it's called You're Gonna Make It, and it's 50 days of devotionals. It's morning and night. And one of the things that really stuck out to me was the moments that take our breath away, leaving us no other option but to trust God to carry us. There are times that He does take our breath away. I mean, there's times where I know there's been times for me. And you just have to say, God, I trust you. But it's one of those things that we say that we trust God. So it's one of those things where Pastor Lisa has spoke on this before, where we give it to God, but then, okay, He's taken way too much long to answer it, so I'm going to take it back. Then we give it back. Then we take it back. He's not going to answer that. He wants us to trust Him, even with the big things. And we got to trust Him that he has it. Stay believing and look for what's possible in the middle of what looks impossible. See, the word impossible is God reminding you that He is possible. So whatever you're worried about and you think that's impossible, just keep on thinking that the word possible is with Him. Don't be afraid of quiet. God is right there. God gives today grace. Man, the amount of grace that He gives us every day, we don't deserve the amount of grace that He gives us. That's just one of the amazing things about God, is that all the grace that He gives us. So the next one, verse, is Psalms 18:24. I'm sorry, Psalms 118, verse 24. The Lord has done it in this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. We wake up every day, and He allows that. He allows us to wake up every day, and that's just amazing. So I learned a lot of those days when I was in the hospital. I learned that I needed to stop being angry about my mom passing, because God has her like He has me. He said to me, Kim, she's good. She's with her Father. Amen for that. Yeah. And I know that I'll see her again, you know? Grief is hard. It's very hard. You go through so many stages. One minute you can be thinking about all the happy memories, and then bam, anger hits, depression hits. But I've learned over the last 5 years that if you pray and give it to God, he will guide you and carry you through all those stages. He'll guide you through all of those dark, dark things that you go through when I'm living proof. And I am so thankful for that. I'm going to play a song that I'm going to close with. And ever since I've heard it, I've been playing it on repeat. And it's called Counting My Blessings. And I am so thankful for everything that he's done for me. And part of the song, it says, I'll keep counting my blessings, and I know that I can't count that high. So thank you for listening to me. I hope that it made sense, and I hope that you enjoy the song that I picked out.
It's like it was yesterday. I was praying for a miracle, scared to have a little hope. And now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. 1, 2, 3, up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings. Forever, so God, I will remember all of the reasons my heart has to be grateful, all the times you've been faithful to me. God, I'm still counting my blessings.
Can anybody say amen to that? Amen. Counting our blessings. Amen. Thank you, Miss Kim. You wouldn't know that was her first time. Probably won't be her last. Amen. Sometimes the most precious word we can hear is testimony of somebody who's walked through some of the places that we've been and know that God leaves a trail of his faithfulness. Less worry, more focus. Amen. Anybody gonna remember that this week? No matter what you face, when our eyes are on Jesus. Go ahead and stand with me this morning. Amen. As Beth gets ready to pray play something this morning, I want Brittany to go ahead and come on up because I want to pray over her this morning. So if you want to come and surround her and pray with her this morning as we get ready to send her out in July. If you're here this morning and maybe Miss Kim touched a note and you've been dealing with worry or focus or maybe anger or grief or any of those things, and you want to come gather around the front and just receive a healing for that this morning as well and let God just touch your heart. But anybody who wants to come and lay hands on Brittany this morning, come on up and let's just minister to her. And as we impart life into her out of this house and we stand with her, we stand with her as a hedge. We raise up a hedge about her. We pray the power of the Holy Spirit so engulfs her and overshadows her that that nation will never be the same. Hallelujah, because her footprints have been there. The word says, wherever your feet go, I will give you that land. The feet of word of deliverance are about to hit Africa. Hallelujah, and it's about to become an inheritance to us and to her. To that nation and to this generation in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Liza, go ahead and lay hands on her. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Spirit to flow, hands, Father, that bring healing and hope. Father, we pray over her feet, Lord, that wherever she goes, Lord, that she goes as an oracle of your word and of your glory and of your blessings, God. And Lord, that you touch the nations of the earth through her, Father, in Jesus' name.
Spirit will rise up, God, will rise up, God, and cause her to be a leader, cause her to be a light in a dark place, cause her to be a voice of hope, cause her to tear down strongholds, cause her to raise up a banner, to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my soul.
worship His holy name.
Oh,
worship your holy name. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. I'll worship